Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. At the stroke of midnight on Monday, round four of our three-minute fiction contest closed, but not before 3,800 original short stories arrived in our inbox here at All Things Considered. And since then, our dedicated readers at the Iowa Writers Workshop have been poring over your stories and passing along their favorites. Now, within a few weeks, we'll announce a winner, so please be patient, because it still takes a long time to read 3,800 stories, even when they can be read in under 3 minutes. But until then, our judge for this round of our weekend contest is author Anne Patchett. She's here with some of her favorite entries so far. Anne is the author of the novels Bel Canto and Run, and she joins us from Nashville. Anne, welcome back.
Hi, Guy.
Now, judging from our inbox and this round, people got pretty excited, a lot of entries. Have you heard any sort of buzz out there in Nashville?
Well, actually, not in Nashville, but I was in Delaware giving a reading in Wilmington, and as I was sitting at the signing table afterwards, a woman came up to me and said, I've entered the three-minute fiction contest.
Oh, wow.
So I was very excited.
That's very cool. All right, excellent. So you have now started to review some of the selections that have been passed along to you by the readers at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, and I have to make a note of this, because this round, the stories that you are getting do not have any of the author's names attached, right?
That's right. I only have the titles, and I've made a point not to go on the website and look, because I know that the authors' names are on the website, so I'm keeping myself in the dark.
Okay, so far, what do you make of what you've been getting? Is it pretty good?
It's good. I am pleasantly surprised down here in Nashville. The stories have a good shape. They feel like a story. Something happens in them. Everybody's using their four words, and I'm very happy to see that. And the stories aren't in any way about those four words. They just kind of disappear into the landscape. I really love it.
And as you say, Anne, the challenge this round that you laid out for us was that our listeners who submitted stories had to use four words in the story, plant, button, trick, and fly. They could have used them as adjectives or nouns or verbs. Did anything sort of strike you about how our listeners have been using those words?
No. I mean, what really struck me was how I had to go back at the end and check every story to make sure those four words really appeared.
Oh, wow.
At one point, a character spots a button buck. A button buck. Hmm. It was a deer running across the yard. And I actually thought, I don't know if there is such a thing as a button buck, but boy, that's a really good use of the word button.
So what stories have you brought for us today to read from?
Well, I picked just three little snippets, three tiny pieces out of three tiny stories, and I just thought I would read a couple of lines that I liked out of these three. And I also want to say, if I'm not reading from your story, don't worry, because a whole lot of them haven't even gotten to me yet.
All right, cool. So what's the first story you got?
The first one is called Magnetic North, and the little piece that I like is this. This was the part he could never explain to her. At the end of his life, he felt an aching, debilitating attraction to the North Pole, like he'd once felt to her. He kept a brass compass in his pocket. He'd read about a town close to the pole called Gris Fjord, how it was the coldest inhabited settlement on Earth. Things might never thaw out there.
Hmm. And I noticed in that story, it's hard not to notice, that in the first sentence, the writer has the word fly. It's safer to fly anyway, he told her. That's the first line of that piece. It's
yeah,
a great piece.
It is. I was really happy with that.
All right, what next?
The second one is called When Big Wally Lost Two Heads. It has a word that I had to look up and figure out how to pronounce in it. Didn't have any idea what this word was. Eonium. I'm just going to say it up front, just in case there are any listeners out there who are as uninformed about plants as I am.
And me too, I should say.
So this begins. What happened to Big Wally? I said, looking through the sliding glass door into our backyard. While I'd been away, my favorite succulent, an eonium as big as a robust toddler, had lost two of its eight purple heads. Dear, Glenn said, looking past me to the sky. In the midday light, it was easy to see where the gray crept in at his temples. Dear, I said. Dear, he said.
I love this story. And the deer there, he's referring to the animal Deer, not to his wife, Deer.
So it's hard to use the word deer three times
really
right at the beginning of a story.
So what is an eonium, by the way?
I'm going to say that it is the favorite succulent of the narrative who is speaking.
All right.
So let's just assume it is a succulent that has big purple flowers on it.
And as big as a robust toddler.
Yes.
Which is very evocative. All right. How about one more before we let you go, Anne?
Yes, and this one I really love, and it's called A Phone for Dad. Don't you hate it when you go shopping for a phone and you say to the salesman, "Do you have anything really simple? Because Dad is having trouble with phones. Like he tries to dial my number, but he dials the wrong number several times first. And I'd like him to be able to push a button with my name next to it." The salesman shows you a phone that seems right, and you buy it. But when you get it home, you realize Dad would have to push three buttons. Scroll, select, call. And that's going to be too complicated for your father, who used to be a physician and now watches TV all day, alone in a retirement home filled with people Dad expresses no interest in whatsoever. They're all elderly, he reports.
That's novelist Anne Patchett. She's the judge of our 3-minute fiction contest this round, and she's going to continue reading your stories until she picks a winner. And Anne, do you read pretty quickly?
I do, especially when the stories are only 600 words. And I have to say I'm really interested, so I'm perching on my mailbox waiting for the final entries to come in.
Excellent. If you want to read some of our favorite stories so far and their authors' names, go to our website. That's npr.org/3-minute-fiction. And that's 3-minute fiction, all spelled out, no spaces. Anne Patchett, thanks so much, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.